This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Emma, it seems like anyone who is growing vegetables is doing it in raised beds. Why is this preferable to growing vegetables in the ground?
Well, it's not necessarily preferable, but raised beds do have some benefits. Raised beds tend to be more productive because the soil isn't compacted. You're being able to work on it just from the sides and not stepping into it. They can also be a little bit easier to maintain if you have any sort of mobility issue. And then they can also be built in places where the conditions are just not right for growing food. Either the soil is very poor or you're worried about something that might be in the soil, maybe heavy metals.
So the ideal raised bed, how would you describe it?
Well, first and foremost is no wider than I can reach the middle of. So for most people, that's going to be 4 feet wide. It can be as long as you want, but you want to keep it narrow enough that you do not have to step into the bed to access the plants in the middle or do any maintenance on it. Most recommendations are going to say use some sort of untreated rot-resistant wood.
And I see a lot of people with the sort of corrugated metal beds.
That's great, too. And you can buy a lot of those pre-made, so you don't even have to worry about having any carpentry skills.
So how deep does the bed need to be?
At minimum, you need to have, and it depends a bit on what you're trying to grow, but you want to have at least 6 inches of soil in that raised bed to have enough rooting area for the plants you're trying to grow. More is better. I'd say 12 inches should be your goal, but that can sometimes be prohibitively expensive because buying loam or garden soil is quite a bit.
Right. So what combination of soil and compost are you aiming for?
You're aiming for no more than 50% compost to loam. The ideal is about 10 to 20% compost to mineral soil, that topsoil. And a lot of places will sell actually a mix that's ready to go for raised beds because so many people are starting to garden this way.
Are there any downsides?
Well, I'd say the cost of construction is probably the first one. And then the second one is that raised beds do tend to dry out faster than a bed that's in the ground. So you'll end up having to irrigate more frequently if we're in a dry period.
Okay, so that explains the popularity of raised beds.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR. If you have a gardening question, you can send us an email or a voice memo to homegrownnh@nhpr.org.